We have some little problem with the districts of Uganda and Yumbe. These people, their citizens are pushing so hard into the land that belongs to Kajukeji. We presume they push in search for cultivation land. But what we have seen is that wherever they have pushed, then the government follows them and they appoint LC, that is the local councillor or local council, and they also make a road and they attempt to make schools. We are saying, no, if you are looking for cultivation land, what you can do is we will not refuse you the land, but you have to accept our administration. But they say no. They don't accept our administration, and then we are saying, well, you are coming to occupy our land, you are not coming to look for cultivation.
And do you see that as a potential source of conflict between South Sudan and Uganda?
It is, in a way, if it is not properly handled. If we were to respond to their provocations, it could have flared up into a conflict. But we are trying to keep law. It is they who are always provoking, like, for example, Moyo. Yumbe, at least, is quiet. They are pushing silently. But Moyo sometimes aggresses us. Last year, it captured one of our tractors cultivating in the area called Abaya. They took this tractor. They kept it until the cultivation period is over. They released it. Again this year, they took two tractors. Until now, as I speak, the tractors are still in the police compound. They allege that these tractors went to cultivate in their area.
Why do you think Uganda is encroaching into South Sudan? Is there some specific reasons?
There are two reasons. One is political. They claim that the land is theirs. The other one is economic kind of thing. They push for cultivation land. They claim that the borders of Uganda are inside South Sudan. Well, of course, it is not in our mandate, but we have reported it to our state government. The state government has reported it to the federal government, and the federal government has taken steps. The president has issued a decree. One, he appointed a border committee, and then the other one, he appointed a border commission. So these two bodies are tasked to look into the issue of the border. They have not yet come to the ground, but there was a parliamentary committee on border which came and I took them all around these areas. Actually, in Kajukeji, it started right from Moijo. The Ugandans are claiming part of Moijo and part of our national park. Some animals, we have chimpanzees in the mountains, so they claim that those areas belong to them. There's an area called Bari, they are also there. And this Dwaniwano, they are there. Abaya, they claimed it. And up to some parts of Bamure recently, they went there.
So how many areas are they claiming that belongs to Uganda, if we can count them? Are we 10, 6, 5?
Many, from the Nile up to the border in Kerewa. Actually, part of, they now call it Kerewa sub-county. They have annexed it into Uganda.